I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. How would you like to participate in a worldwide science experiment? Nothing dangerous. This is something you can and should do from home. It involves precious little more than looking up into the sky during the day and counting the contrails that you see. You know, those are those puffy little lines left by airplanes. Here to tell us how to do it is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, is this part of Earth Day in some way?
Yes, it is. And it's, as you say, it's an event that people around the world are going to be able to do together. It is originally designed as a school project by NASA and an international group called GLOBE. But you or I, we can all get in on this thing, and all you have to do is, actually, if you want to get the whole kit that they give out, you just go to a website called globe.gov and look, drill down into it, look for their Earth Day thing, and you can pick up all the instructions and forms, but there's really not a whole lot to it.
We will post a link to that site at our site, Ira, npr.org. But tell me, what is it about contrails that's so interesting to scientists?
Well, you know, contrails are, as you say, they're made by jet planes. And so this is an opportunity to actually observe how contrails can affect weather and climate. You know, contrails are like little tiny clouds, and over half the Earth is covered by clouds at any one moment. And clouds either, they can either reflect the sunlight and help keep the Earth cool, or they could absorb the heat radiated from the ground and sort of act as a blanket. And so nature does this thing, but contrails, because they are man-made, they're condensation that's water left by jet engine exhaust, this is a good opportunity to discover how they work. How much do they affect global climate and weather? How do they fit into the overall picture of global warming? You know, this is a man-made thing.
Isn't this why we spent a gazillion dollars on space satellites to go around and look down at the atmosphere? Why do they have machines for all this now?
Yeah, there you go again. Actually, contrails are very hard to track, to take good pictures from space, because, first of all, they're at many different altitudes, and, you know, the pictures overlap when you look at them, and also because they're very, very tiny, and they don't show up very well in satellite pictures.
Okay, so what is it the scientists would like us to do?
Okay, here's what you do. They want us to go outside and look up at the sky and record the kinds of contrails that you see, the kinds of clouds also at the same time. You know, there are these cumulus and cirrus and nimbus and all those kinds of clouds. You get to choose from 10 different types of clouds on this little worksheet that you're going to download. And you can also record the kind of contrails that you see. Are they thin? Are they the fat ones? Are they spreading out? They live a long time, or do they just disappear as the jet goes by? So it's pretty simple.
Well, it sounds like it would be fun and also something that I could actually do myself. But is it actually science?
It's very serious science, so much so that when the air traffic was shut down on, you know, September 11, 2001, following the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, that presented scientists with an opportunity, a unique opportunity, to study a sky that was free of contrails. There were no airplanes in the sky except a few, and because there were so few planes flying, the contrails of those could be studied in detail as they spread out into clouds. You know, there were no overlapping contrails that you might have in any one day, and scientists used that opportunity to improve their computer models of how contrails spread. So they take this pretty seriously.
Ira Contrail Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.